When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
Let's talk about the reasons that you can't get your credit report fixed, some of the common reasons. Now, a number of years ago, I'm back looking through some data the other day for something, and I came across this report that the National Consumer Law Center had put out. It was called Automated Justice, and it details how inaccuracies and errors continue to compromise the credit reporting system. So, you know, they in this report, they said, listen, anywhere from, 13% to 25% of the population has an error on their credit, a serious error on their credit. That means, up to 6 million Americans or more faces some sort of an error that could result ultimately in a denial of something, a denial of the extension of credit, right? At one point, the U.S. PIRR Group did a study, and it said that 80% of credit reports have some sort of a mistake in them. The National Consumer Law Center points out that in general, errors include credit bureaus mixing files and identities of consumer. We call that a merged credit file when your name is mixed with someone else. All of these three items are basically the same kind of things when things are mixed up. The other one is creditors causing mistakes by attributing a debt to the wrong consumer or incorrectly reporting payment history. So maybe it's not a merged file where your credit file is merged with someone else with the same name. It's just putting the information on a consumer's report that, maybe it doesn't have the same name as you. It just happens. It's a mistake. It's incorrectly recording payment histories to the wrong consumer or the wrong information on payments. That happens too. Could also be the fallout from identity theft. So those are the three things that are most common, the typical errors in terms of reasons that consumers can't get reports fixed. And you may ask yourself why, and I'll get into that here in a second, but one of the most important safeguards in the Fair Credit Reporting Act is this requirement that the bureaus conduct a reasonable investigation. So when you dispute something, you have an expectation that the credit bureaus are actually going to turn around and conduct a dispute for you on your behalf based on what's in their credit files. And unfortunately, the FCRA dispute process has become this travesty of justice. Right, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, all three of them, in terms of how they conduct investigations. It's automated in this perfunctory manner. So the report that the National Consumer Law Center put out alleges that the bureaus translate our written disputes that we submit into 2 or 3 digit codes. This is something I've talked about over the years. Steve Croft did a story on 60 Minutes about it. They fail to send supporting documentation to creditors and other information that, people known as furnishers, the furnishers of information as required by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. So imagine that. Imagine, as an example, that you get charged a late fee on a credit card payment and you have backup to submit, right? Here are the last 3 checks when the credit card company cashed them, all in order. Here's a record of the actual check for the month that the credit card company's saying I'm late. And imagine the credit bureaus don't forward that information off to the credit card company. Well, that's one of the things that they're saying is happening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And these letters that we send in, they're screened and then issued a code. They should be able to contact consumers by phone or email or utilize some form of discretion. Now it doesn't happen that way. So the furnishers, you know, this is where it's really ugly. The companies that provide this data on their consumers, on their customers, they're you know, in this spot where, you know, they are the customer. Understand this. The banks and the credit card companies are the customers of the credit bureau. So the credit bureau is always going to side with them with very limited exception. Some furnishers continue to conduct meaningless and non-substantive investigations. The National Consumer Law Center charges that in their report that furnishers investigate activity consists of nothing. The way that they do it consists of nothing more than comparing the notice of dispute with the information that is itself under dispute. And the credit bureaus just rubber stamp it. So because they're getting paid by the banks and the credit card companies. So the National Consumer Law Center, at least according to this paper that they put out, believes that the credit bureaus have little economic incentive to conduct a proper dispute. Even though the law is behind us as consumers, they just rubber stamp it. The furnishers are the one who pay the bureau's bills, and that's the way that, you know, that cookie crumbles, so to speak. Disappointing, but true.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.